going to be Ecclesiastes 12, and Solomon had spent many years searching for meaning and fulfillment and wasted much of his life because God was not at the center of it. He learned without God at the center of life, life was lonely, it was empty, it was meaningless. And with God at the center of our lives, life can be fulfilling and meaningful. And Solomon wanted young people to realize that life is fleeting. And so those who are young need to keep God at the center of life, for one's life will quickly age and one's strength, abilities, and opportunities will soon be gone. The series of verses is really a contextual follow-up to 11, verse 10. In that verse, Solomon speaks of the fact that life is fleeting and the prime of life will soon be gone. And in these verses, Solomon describes what happens when the prime of life does flee. Look at verse 1 with me. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. So he gives us the key there. He wants young people to keep God at the center of life so they don't wind up with a meaningless existence when they get to be older. And the words evil days come and years draw near refer to a young person growing old, nearing death. We'll see some descriptions here. Verse 12, or verse 2 of chapter 12, says, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened, and clouds return after the rain. So that elderly person loses his ability to shine like he once shined and no longer sees things as clearly as he once did. And then one gets older, many things begin to fall apart. Seasons of rain are no longer replaced by sunshine, but by other clouds, which soon become another season of rain. And then, verse 3, look at that, says, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men are bent, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look through the windows are dimmed. And so, those metaphors refer to men, and the last two refer to women. But the point here is when a man ages, he isn't the strong protector he once was. As men age, their strong bodies deteriorate. They lose strength, and they lose some mobility. And the words here are in the feminine. As we are wrapping up verse 3, they refer to women who are no longer able to compete in the workforce, attention due to old age or some incapacity. And then he goes on and he talks about the fact that there are few, because old age and sickness do not permit them to excel and be as consistent as they once were. And then that the words grow dim have been interpreted in at least three ways. Women who are older are not seen very often in windows because they seldom go near them, or they're older, do not sit long at a window, and as soon as it becomes dark, they shut the curtains so you cannot see them. And then women who are older start losing their eyesight and cannot see well out of those windows. And then look at verse 4 with me. And the doors on the street are shut when the sound of the grinding is low, and one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of song are brought low. That Hebrew word doors is plural, which means speaks of great doors or double doors. Kind of seems to refer to places of great honor or success. And for one that's older, the doors are shut. And not many companies want to hire one that's older. And opportunities are few and far between. And then there are very few elderly people working at the grinding mill. In fact, very few elderly even hear of these job opportunities. It also could be that their teeth are lessened in effectiveness. And then an older person awakens at any little noise, has a very difficult time sleeping through the night. And even those women who love to sing and have sung from their youth begin to lose their strength in their vocal cords as they age. They no longer can hit those notes. They no longer have the tone and volume that they did when they were younger. And then look at verse 5 with me. They are afraid also of what is high, and terrors are in the way. The almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper drags itself along. And desire fails because man is going to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. So as we age, we lose the fearlessness we once had. When we were young, we're not afraid of anything or anyone. We're willing to take risks, no matter how dangerous. And as we age, that all changes. an almond tree blossoms, our pink blossoms would quickly become white. Pictures the rapidity of age and gray hair. And a grasshopper has stiff joints. It's all bent over and cannot bear much weight. And then talks about the idea of your appetite changes. And even some things when it comes to intimacy change. And so the final episode we see here hits, and it's death. And all these verses teach us that we're getting weaker and weaker until we finally die. And then we go to our eternal home and we leave our friends and our family to mourn. And remember, this is written to young people about older people. And the key here is to keep God at the center of your life so that he is taken seriously and you live a life that's worthwhile. And he continues on, and he's using these metaphors to describe even death. Take a look at this in verse 6. Before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. So he's using these difficult metaphors to describe life as it ends. Each metaphor presents a picture of irreversible destruction. And so we see that silver cord and the golden bowl. And this picture of golden bowl is hanging by a silver cord in some house. Obviously, this was not the norm for rarely would one be wealthy enough to even dangle a golden bowl by a cord made of silver. Solomon could have done this, but not many others could. That word broken carries with it the idea of being broken down. The passive form of the verb indicates this breaking down was caused by someone other than the thing it happens to. And so, in other words, God breaks it down. And the picture here is of light that seems to shine bright. The person here is very successful, wealthy, prominent. Doesn't matter. Their life will end. God will break it down, and once the cord of life is cut by God, life under the sun is gone. So we notice Solomon's point. Remember God before this happens. The metaphor about the pitcher by the well is one that conveys the idea of a deep well which features some apparatus for drawing water. What pictured in this part of the verse is that of a pitcher which is by the well, which is shattered. The truth is life really is as fragile and as helpless as a clay pitcher by the well, and when it's broken, it can no longer function. It can no longer fulfill its purpose on earth, and it can no longer has an opportunity to respond. And the wheel at the cistern, when the wheel of the cistern is crushed, it ceases motion and movement and purpose. And that wooden wheel was designed to lower a bucket into a deep cistern so water could be drawn. And when the water was crushed, it could not accomplish this. And so it is when God calls life to an end, motion, movement, purpose, accomplishment, it stops. What is done, and nothing from that point on can be changed. And so Solomon then moves to a definition of death. Look at verse 7. He says, "And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it." It's a good statement about death, as you'll find in the Bible. Death is the separation of the physical part of the person from the immaterial part of the person. At that moment of death, the body is separated from the spirit. The body stays here and becomes dust. The spirit goes into the presence of God, where it faces some form of judgment. And sooner or later, our bodies begin to deteriorate with age. And that becomes a prelude to our death. And then we see a conclusion about life. Look at verse 8. "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher, "all is vanity." So why does he put this here? Why does he want us to know? He wants us to get to realize that people, regardless of age, turn to God because the end of life is going to come suddenly. And to warn all about the aging process and to show that laying up treasures of the world is futile, for they're going to be crushed, and to prove that no matter how long you live or how shining one your life may be, death will come suddenly without fail. And to establish that life after death is real. And we should live in such a way that we're ready to meet God.